Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Gary Portelli has got runners today. He's got one in a Doomben Saturday too. Ronstar. Morning, Gary.
Morning, mate. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I just mentioned you got a little Ronstar in at the Doomben Saturday heading there.
Yeah, we're just waiting for the acceptances to come out. I accepted it both Doomben and Rose Hill just in case we drew the horrible marble I've been drawing lately, extreme outside. So just playing B's there, but really keen to get up to Brisbane and see how he lines up against the good three-year-olds.
He's just one of those horses just kept improving, hasn't he?
He's always showed a lot of ability, and he put them two good wins together early on, albeit against probably moderate opposition as a two-year-old, and then sort of lost his way a bit with his next preparation. I think he spelled that well, and this prep's come back really, really good, and his work on Saturday was so good that I just had to nominate for the race in Queensland. It just worked so well.
You're stiff not to have won both starts this prep, aren't you?
Yeah, look, he's only ahead in his first start, and of course that's the day I backed him, and I can't stop him, Cozzy.
Put a brick wall in front?
Oh, mate, I tell you. So you knew my weight jumped in with 50 to go, and he couldn't quite catch the leader, but anyway, I let him go next start, and of course he won.
That's it. Far too intelligent, see?
Exactly.
Now, today you've got some nice horses going around, and we're going to try and find a winner or two along the way here. Now, let's look at your perfect pitch in. You've also got this filly nom for Queensland as well.
Yeah, look, I threw in the noms for Queensland. Just not sure if she can quite run 2,000 yet, so I stuck with the mile at Warwick Farms today. And I think she's well placed.
Right. What about Moccasin Miss going around in race 5?
Yeah, look, it's a tougher race than what we're expecting. A couple of up-and-coming sort of young horses going through their grades there, so a little bit concerned about that. But we've drawn well. Barrier 2, and she runs her best at Warwick Farm, so I'm sure she's a great each-way chance at $9 or $10, whatever you get the day.
Sea Bay wasn't that bad a run the other day when it ran fourth?
Yeah, look, she's a tricky little mare. I think I backed off and tried to fresh her up for this, and then there's another race next Wednesday for over 1,900, so I'm thinking this might be the run she needs to get her into that 1,900 next week. It's probably not quite sharp enough for the mile, but I said, it's been a bit of a break between runs, so this is sort of the gallop she needs before next Wednesday.
All right, and Bring a Gem had a let up, came back with a trial the other day. It was only 4 lengths off at Warwick Farm.
Well, it wasn't a bad run first up, but look, he's best at probably 2,000 and beyond once it gets wet, so he's another horse sort of working through the fitness and the right distance.
All right, what's the pick of yours today?
Probably Perfect Pitch, I'd say. I think he's a great chance today.
Now, you recently had a milestone birthday. You're headed to Las Vegas. Can we look forward to the movie Hangover 5 coming out shortly?
Yep, my 21st. Great.
The anniversary, the 29th anniversary of your 21st. What are you talking about?
Oh, geez. I felt like I was 100 the next day.
I tell you what.
No, it was a great holiday. I went with three of my best mates, and we went up to Kentucky and went to Kentucky Derby. It was just a fantastic trip. Still recovering.
Still going to the vet, are you?
Oh, mate, it was a long 2 weeks, I've got to say.
Well, you've survived. You've come through it all right. That's the main thing.
Yeah, no, look, it was a great trip. I think it's a bucket list thing going to the Kentucky Derby. It was like 156,000 people. You wouldn't have known it was 50,000 there. It was just beautifully ran. The only rain just before the race, so it was a good day leading up to it. And quite a controversial race. And yeah. You know, to be there and seen it all unfold was just a great thing for me and a great memory for us for the rest of our lives.
Now, Timmy Clark's on hold. I want you to do the mount up call that the bloke calls out Kentucky. Come on, give us a version of it.
Mate. Come on. What do you do? He yelled out, "Riders on!"
Right,
he was a monstrous bloke, wasn't he? Jeez, he was a big boy. But I think he was an NRL or a wrestler or something. And there's a tradition where someone has to scream "Riders on!" and it's quite an atmosphere. It's amazing. Americans do know how to put on a show.
Yeah, they certainly do. And I tell you what, you wouldn't want to have been feeding that bloke and me for a week, would you?
But he'd pick you up one-handed, that fella.
I reckon he would have, too. Good on you, Gary. Good luck today, and good luck with Ronstar, too. Hope you draw a barrier in Brisbane.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate.